When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Tuesday. Normally, that's Tommy White territory. Unfortunately, he's in the midst of a conference call. If he gets out of the conference call in the next few minutes, we'll put him on because I want to find out more about what's going on at Allegiant Stadium. Is there a possibility that it might not be ready to open on July 31st? Might it come in early? I don't know, but this is, you know, it's an ever evolving thing, especially with the coronavirus rearing its ugly head. Speaking of that, I got to think of the last time the grizzled White House press corps was, essentially had their jaws collectively drop. But it happened yesterday, and it was the president of the United States who did it. He stunned the White House press corps with a revelation that he is taking hydroxychloroquine. This was an amazing moment. I want you to listen to the room and how it erupted after the president just kind of offhandedly just said, oh, and by the way, I'm taking it too. He was waiting for the reaction. Here it is yesterday, the president of the United States.
The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
When?
Right now, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right, I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. I take it. Frontline workers take it. A lot of doctors take it. Excuse me. A lot of doctors take it. I take it. Now, I hope to not be able to take it soon because, you know, I hope they come up with some answer. But I think people should be allowed to. I got a letter from a doctor the other day from Westchester, New York, around the area. He didn't want anything. He just said, sir, I have hundreds of patients and I give them hydroxychloroquine, I give them the Z-Pak, which is zithromycin, and I give them zinc. And out of the hundreds of patients, many hundreds, over 300 patients, I haven't lost one. He said, please keep pressing that, sir. And if you look at that phony report that was put in, that report on the hydroxy was given to people that were in extraordinarily bad condition. Extraordinarily bad. People that were dying. No, I I think, for whatever it's worth, I take it. I was, I would have told you that 3-4 days ago, but we never had a chance because you never asked me the question.
The White House, did the White House doctor recommend that you take that? Is that why you're taking it?
Yeah, White House doctor. I didn't recommend. No, I asked him, what do you think? He said, well, if you'd like it. I said, yeah, I'd like it. I'd like to take it. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of frontline workers are taking hydroxychloroquine. A lot of front. I don't take it because, hey, people said, oh, maybe he owns the company. No, I don't own the company. You know what? I want the people of this nation to feel good. I don't want them being sick. And there's a very good chance that this has an impact, especially early on. But you look at frontline workers, you look at doctors and nurses, a lot of them are taking it as a preventative. And they're taking, totally unrelated, but they take the Z-Pak or the zithromycin for possible infection. Now, I haven't taken that other than an original dose because all you need, you don't have to take it simultaneously. But the zinc you do take. So I'm taking the two, the zinc and the hydroxy. And all I can tell you is, so far, I seem to be okay.
Can you explain, sir, though, why you started taking it? Have you been exposed?
Yeah, because, no, not at all. I just said that I've had so many letters from people, like the one I told you about. I got it last week. I'll give you, would you like a copy of it? I'd love to give you. If you ask Molly, she'll give you a copy of it. But this is a doctor. He doesn't want anything. I don't know him, never heard of him. But he treats people that are, that we're talking about. And he said out of hundreds of people that he's treated, he hasn't lost one. And he just wanted me to know about it. That's all. It wasn't, he wasn't saying, gee, could I have dinner with you, Mr. President? I'd like to come to the White House. But I've received many such letters. I've received a lot of positive letters. And it seems to have an impact. And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But if it doesn't, you're not going to get sick or die. This is a pill that's been used for a long time, for 30, 40 years on the malaria and on lupus, too, and even on arthritis, I guess, from what I understand. So it's been heavily tested in terms of, I was just waiting to see your eyes light up when I said this, but, you know, when I announced this. But, yeah, I've taken it for about a week and a half now, and I'm still here.
Okay, here's the deal. even on Fox News, the reaction was at best mixed to the president announcing that he's taking hydroxychloroquine with zinc and the Z-Pak. And he has no symptoms. He's just doing it proactively. But I want you to hear Neil Cavuto almost had a baby. It was very close. It was very close. He almost had a baby when he learned of this. This was Neil Cavuto on Fox News Channel.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you.
All right, that was stunning. The president of the United States, just to acknowledge that he is taking hydroxychloroquine, a drug that meant really to treat malaria and lupus. The president has insisted that it has enormous benefits for patients either trying to prevent or already have COVID-19. The fact of the matter is, though, when the president said, what have you got to lose? In a number of studies, those certainly vulnerable to the population have one thing to lose, their lives. A VA study showed that among a population of veterans in a hospital receiving this treatment, those with vulnerable conditions, respiratory conditions, heart ailments, they died. There are also a number of other studies out, including the Journal of the American Medical Association, which examined some 1,438 individuals in the New York area across 25 hospitals from the middle of March to the end of March. The study was a real chance to look at the benefits that the president insisted were hydroxychloroquine. They concluded that among residents hospitalized in metropolitan New York with COVID-19, the treatment or both compared with neither treatment, no statistical differences. A second study done by Justin Gelaris and colleagues at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Irving Medical Center in Northern Manhattan from March 7th to April 8th also showed there were no visible differences, that the risk of intubation or death was not significantly higher or lower among patients who received hydroxychloroquine versus those who did not. The VA study to which the president alluded wasn't a loaded political one. It was a test on patients there and those who took it in a vulnerable population, including those with respiratory or other conditions, they died. I want to stress again, they died. If you are in a risky population here and you are taking this as a preventative treatment to ward off the virus, or in a worst case scenario, you are dealing with the virus and you are in this vulnerable population, it will kill you. I cannot stress enough. This will kill you. So again, whatever benefits the president says this has, and certainly it has had for those suffering from malaria, dealing with lupus, this is a leap that should not be taken casually by those watching at home or assuming, well, the president of the United States says it's okay. Even the FDA was very cautious about this unless in a clinical trial, safely and deliberately watched. I only make this not to make a political point here, but a life and death point.
Now, just a quick note. It was not unanimous at Fox News Channel. They did put Dr. Bob Lahida on, and Dr. Bob Lahida said, no, he shouldn't have done that. But a non-medical person liked the idea. And I don't agree with him often, but I agree with him in this sense. Let's go to cut two, because Greg Gutfeld, he's on the Five. He was one Fox host that actually supported Trump in using the hydroxychloroquine. Here it is.
I love it when he says, yeah, just very casually, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine. I would have told you sooner, but you didn't ask. And that was perfect. Again, the most transparent president ever. And it's important to note that his explanation was incredibly nuanced. It's about who you give it to and when. He is correct. There are a lot of people taking this who know what they're doing. I've talked to doctors, many people that you know, and they were talking about it as a prophylactic, I don't know, 2 months ago. He was also really dead on about that last study, which the media glommed onto because they wanted that drug to be a failure because they want Trump to fail. So they played up this study in which the drug was given to people who were essentially near death. And so you couldn't tell what was going to happen if it was too late. When you get this drug to people who can tolerate it, I don't think you can have any kind of heart condition or arrhythmias and things like that. If you can take it prophylactically, and you might, you, it's 40 years, it's FDA approved, it's been around for decades. It's one of those things that if it's available to you and you can take it, you do it. That's a prudent way of looking at it.
I got to admit, I've told you and I've told my friends, if God forbid, knock on wood, I am ever diagnosed as positive for the coronavirus, the first words out of my mouth will be hydroxychloroquine. Now, stat. Now, I don't know what my doctor will say, but I'm going to tell you, short of a vaccine, I know people that have been saved. I told you about the friend of mine in Florida, in Fort Myers. And her husband tested positive, ended up on a ventilator for 8 days, was given hydroxychloroquine, and is now out of rehab. Anecdotal evidence. And some of these snooty doctors and scientists, like they're God, they have this God complex. They look down their nose at anecdotal evidence. Greg Gutfeld talked about the 300, or no, it was the president, saying he talked to somebody who had 300 patients, and they all did well on hydroxychloroquine. That's anecdotal evidence, but it's 300 people that are alive today because of hydroxychloroquine. More coming up in a minute. And in fact, if you want to join us, I would love to hear from you at 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. By the way, the president, just because he's the president, doesn't mean he doesn't have a free will just like the rest of us. And he has the freedom to take a drug proactively if he wants to. Any problem with that? We'll find out what you think. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family. It's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. More to come as we continue live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your Assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Yeah, so there's not universal truth here. No, sorry about that. There just isn't. Alex, talk to me, man. You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, the first time I heard about the medicine hydrochloroquine was with the medical directors over there at Stanford University several months ago, that they were using that for people that had the COVID-19, and they were saying that it was working well, very well for them. And of course, it wouldn't be proven to the scientific community because they would have to have a large, example of people that were
control group. But yeah.
But you tell that to somebody who's on the verge of dying and see if they're going to want to be denied that. Now, the other thing is, I want the people to know, I've called her before, and I told you that my wife's got two medical doctors related to her down in Mexico City in very modern hospitals, and they're using that same medicine for people that got the COVID-19. And just about 2 weeks ago, they spoke to my wife, and they said, dude, I don't understand what the controversy is because it is working for them. Now, they don't have thousands and thousands of patients right now for those two particular doctors.
Alex, yeah. I was going to mention, and you kind of beat me to it. They don't have the big numbers that we do. Why? Any idea why they haven't been touched by the coronavirus the way we have?
I don't think I've gotten into that subject. The one subject that did come up was that they know for a fact. That's what's going on in Mexico is going on here, which is a lot of medical doctors in the hospitals are being pressured by the government and the hospital administrators to go ahead and report COVID deaths when people have died from pneumonia, for example, and not that it was necessarily the COVID. So that's questionable. They don't know if the government's also got a cover up on the other side, which they don't know that. They don't know that at all. So I couldn't answer that, but yeah. The next time we talk to them, we're going to ask that.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I think is important is the whole notion of testing, and that as you test, you're going to have more hospitalizations, supposedly, more positive tests, but you're also going to have a lot of people that are asymptomatic. Let's go to Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl, what's going on, man?
Yeah, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Listen, this the Trump thing, taking the drug. I'm going to be honest with you about something. I tell you the truth, I don't believe he's even taken it. Nobody's ever seen him take it. The way he talks, you can hear in his voice when he lies, which is quite often. He's got this waver in his voice. He says, well, my doctor, the doctor didn't say I should take it. But he says, you go ahead if you want. And secondly,
somebody had to write him the prescription though, and the White House doctor did.
Yeah, well, 98% of doctors say that if you take this, unless you have malaria, lupus, or some other
rheumatoid arthritis
condition, it can cause a very bad coronary arrhythmia.
Well. What about the doctor with 300 people that were saved? Saved. Cured. We'll talk about that. By the way, by hydroxychloroquine and zinc and the Z-Pak. We'll talk more about this. We have two more of your calls coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local now.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading. Banks and healthcare companies are among the laggards today, while technology companies are keeping up their winning streak, which is boosting the NASDAQ. And earnings reports from two major retailers showing how differently those companies are faring during the coronavirus pandemic. Walmart reporting a surge in quarterly sales as consumers flock to its stores to stock up on food and household goods. The company's seeing an increased demand for grocery pickup and delivery services, and its online sales growing. growing 74%. Shares of Walmart are up around 1% today. But it's a different story for Kohl's, its stores closing amid the pandemic, and the company swinging to a $541 million loss as its revenue fell more than 40%. Due to challenges and uncertainties from the pandemic, the company said it had suspended its stock buyback program and its quarterly cash dividend. Kohl's stock is falling 8%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
$16 billion is going directly to the farmers and ranchers.
President Trump announcing efforts to stabilize the pandemic-slammed food supply chain and support farmers.
I tell you, you could go back to Abraham Lincoln. There's no president that's treated the farmers like Trump.
Speaking a short while ago at the White House.
Billions of dollars more to assist in food distribution, getting crops that would otherwise go to waste out to food banks and charities where they can be used by people who are really in need and to individual families through the new so-called Family Food Box program from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Fox's John Roberts. And the widow of the late Ohio senator and former astronaut John Glenn has died. Annie Glenn, who stuttered for much of her life, was an advocate for people with disabilities. She was 100 years old and died from coronavirus complications. She survived by her two children. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
America's four-legged heroes. Hear the stories of the canine soldiers who protect our military and fight for our country and freedom.
That dog had just saved my life and the ones who are behind me.
A dog for a soldier is probably the closest you'll get to a link to home. Trust your dog. Your dog will get you through. Your dog will save lives.
Watch Hero Dogs. Available now, only on Fox Nation. For a limited time, with the purchase of a one-year plan, receive a free signed copy of Pete's new book.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We'll be right back.
got a question for you. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, open in Las Vegas over on West Sahara. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from my own chronic pain for about 6 or 8 months. Due to an impingement of my rotator cuff, I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. And then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my surgery. So whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain anymore. Make that pain go away. Call PIPCOA. Summer is waiting for your call right now. She'll answer all your questions. 702-546-8767. The number again, 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with someone who's been on this show before, and she always brings really great information. She is Catherine Prado. She is a nurse. She is an advocate for nurses all across the state, and she joins us. Catherine, how have you been, and how have you been coping with the COVID-19?
I've been fabulous. Thanks for asking. I'm coping just like everybody else, doing my social distancing, wearing my mask in public, trying to stay away from people so that we can protect our loved ones and other people's loved ones. So it's going.
I must ask you, I would be remiss if I did not ask you. The president stunned the normally a grizzled White House press corps yesterday by announcing that he had put himself onto hydroxychloroquine with zinc and the Z-Pak. And did this about a week and a half ago. The jaws were dropping in the White House press room yesterday. All of the medical people, regardless of network, said, "Nope, bad move. What about from your perspective?
Well, I think that we're finding evidence now that those drugs are not actually working to fight COVID-19. So, I mean, he has a personal right to take a medication that he feels would help him or prevent him from getting the illness, but all of the evidence that's coming out is showing that it's not going to help treat COVID-19 or decrease the chances of somebody getting it. So
now the deal is, though, that at yesterday's press conference, he said that he knew a doctor sent him a letter saying, "I have 300 patients. I gave it to all of them and they all did fine." I know uh-huh. It's anecdotal evidence, and the scientists hate that. They hate anecdotal evidence. But the fact is, there are 300 people. They're still walking around on this earth, and none of them died.
And that's fabulous. But I'm still waiting for the facts, for the hard evidence.
You're a stickler. You're a stickler for that.
Journal.
You're a stickler.
I am.
Okay, that's okay. No, that's okay. Hey, I
do have good news about what our pharma companies are doing to combat COVID-19.
Well, and in fact, as a matter of fact, one of the things that I find interesting, these are people that are competitors. And now it's almost as if they're all on the same team. They may be on parallel tracks. Explain what pharma is doing to find not only a therapeutic, something that would treat people that have it now, but a vaccine where we could all get back to reasonably normal.
Right. Well, it's kind of like what you just said. So companies are working in conjunction with other life science companies to find new diagnostic tests for the virus. Second, they are rapidly screening vast global libraries of medicine, like I said, back to that evidence, to identify potential treatments and making those medicines available to patients right now through clinical trials that I'm sure that we've all heard about. Thirdly, they're developing new therapies and treatments for those infected with the virus. For example, with that plasma technology, I'm sure everyone's heard about the, you know, if you have the antibodies for COVID-19, you can give your plasma to other people who might have it so that we can increase the antibodies. And then fourth, they're working to come out with a vaccine to hopefully prevent these infections in the future.
Now, maybe you can help me with this, because I struggle with this. The antibodies test, I'm not sure if it's legitimate or not legitimate. because nobody seems to know if this antibodies thing will work on COVID-19. But the other thing is, I can get tested today and test negative. I can run into somebody that blows on me, and all of a sudden I can test the next day and test positive. And first of all, is that true? So we can't test all 325 million Americans, you know, once a day or once every 2 days or once a week. So why is testing that important?
Well, so I agree with you 100%. So it's important that we test, because then we can kind of find out who potentially, you know, gave that infection to you. But at this phase, especially with our governor saying that, you know, we're going to have 2 weeks where we have people testing and our numbers are lower. But it's kind of like what you just said. I could go in and get tested today and be negative, but in 2 days I could be positive. So I don't think that testing right now is showing us a lot. I think we just need to, you know, keep our social distancing. We need to wash our hands. We need to stay away from each other as much as possible. And then not focus so much on the testing data right now, because as you and I just said, I mean, I could test positive tomorrow but negative today, and I got my test today. So that doesn't really tell us anything, right?
Well, it doesn't. And the problem is that you can go out with a false sense of security saying, oh, wow, I tested negative. Everything's I'm in the clear. And then you can put your hand on your a car and get the virus again.
Correct. Yeah. So testing is not the same as trying to prevent with a vaccine. So we're confident that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry will achieve its shared goal to beat COVID-19, because we are uniquely positioned to do so for several reasons. So American companies have deep scientific knowledge and have evidence, again, gained from decades of experience with similar illnesses such as MERS and SARS, influenza, HIV, and hepatitis C. And this knowledge will improve the likelihood in finding an effective vaccine and identifying existing treatments for those who are infected. And the industry has invested billions of dollars in technologies that have dramatically shortened the time it takes to decode viruses and then come up with that vaccine. And now companies are committing more billions of dollars to test existing medications that could potentially treat infected patients and identify possible vaccine candidates that could prevent the disease. And there are hundreds of clinical trials that are going on right now across the United States. We, as the U.S. companies, have the ability to manufacture and broadly hand out these vaccines and treatments. And the industry is already expanding their unique manufacturing capabilities and ramping up their production so that they're prepared to give everybody a vaccine when a vaccine is ready.
Let me
add this piece. Oh, go ahead.
No. In fact, I was just going to ask you, because is it possible we could get to the end of this year or to the end of 18 months and not have a vaccine? I mean, for instance, we don't have a vaccine for HIV. It took us a long time, and Jonas Salk to conquer polio. Can you talk a little bit about is it possible we won't find a cure, a vaccine?
I do believe that it's possible that we're not going to find a vaccine. And then we also have the risk of this COVID-19 changing, right? So it could have one strain, and then it can morph to have a different strain. So I feel like we just need to be smarter about our hygiene, about how we interact with people, because we might not have a vaccine. We might have a vaccine, which would be fabulous, but if this strain morphs, if we get a different strain, we're going to be doing it all over again.
Does that mean no handshakes, no hugs?
I would do the elbow bump.
So impersonal.
I know. And it's so sad. It's really sad how our world has changed. It really is.
I want to ask you, because one of the things you talk about is U.S. companies have the ability to manufacture, but they're getting a head start with Operation Warp Speed, and do you buy into this notion that once we get through phase two, that you can start production and just pray that phase three will be okay?
No. For our state, are you talking about our state?
Well, the president and the national program where they're saying, you know, we're going to get through phase one, phase two. I'm talking about of clinical trials. I'm sorry. I mixed that up with the Sisolak shutdown and phase two. No, by the time we get to phase three of the clinical trials, they will begin mass producing all of these potential vaccines, praying that one of them will work, will have efficacy, will be able to be mass produced. Do you like the idea of jumping the gun on this thing, maybe speeding things up?
Well, I'm not enjoying being on quarantine or self-isolating, and I don't think anybody really is, but I would rather stay home and be safe and keep my loved ones and other people's loved ones protected while we get a true vaccine that actually works and that has been tested, you know, because we unfortunately could see very many bad side effects if drugs are not tested or vaccinations are not tested properly. So I think it's too soon that we're going to say after phase two, you know, we're going to be fine and everyone's going to have a vaccine, because I like a vaccine to be tested properly through all the phases, and then we can make sure that it's safe for human consumption.
But Catherine Prado joining us. She is a nurse. She is an advocate for nurses all across the state of Nevada and across the country. You sound very bullish about pharma's ability to get this job done.
Yes.
And let me just ask you, do you think the 12 to 18 month thing is reasonable? Do you think it's possible that by the end of this year, we'll at least have an idea of what direction we're going with a vaccine?
So I'm thinking by the end of this year, we'll have a better direction of which way we're going. I don't see us having a vaccine by the end of this year. I don't see us having a vaccine realistically in the next 18 months. I mean, it takes years for all those, you know, all those phases and all those trials to go through. So I'm not holding my breath for a vaccine by the end of 2020, and I'm not holding it through until probably maybe toward the mid to late 2021 is my prediction.
And in our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about how medicine is going to have to change. We've seen the advent, well, for a lot of us, the advent of telemedicine. I did my first FaceTime telemedicine thing with my concierge doctor. And,
oh, good.
And it worked out really well. And I'm being told by some in the medical community that this might be the way of, you know, kind of the wave of the future, and that there will be more and more of this telemedicine, which will make doctors be able to see more patients and you know, get more done, if you will. Do you see medicine, especially with the consumer, you know, the patient, do you see us going that direction?
I do, and I've been a strong advocate for it for many, many years, because we unfortunately have patients who are elderly, who can't get into the car, who can't drive themselves to see a doctor. I think that we really need to start using telemedicine. I think now with all of us working at home on computers and Zooms and our phones and everything else, I think people are saying, wow, it can actually really work. So I think it's definitely something to use in medicine to expand treatment to larger groups of people. So I'm really excited to hear that you're using it, because I think it's very effective, it's quick, and it's easy. I need to talk to my doctor. I need to send my vital signs report to the doctor. I need to get my lab work. It can all be done at the touch of your fingers, which is awesome.
Is it going to change what med schools are going to have to be teaching, though? I mean, is there an entire generation of telemedicine doctors that are going to be coming out of med schools anytime soon?
Yes, I think so. But also, our younger doctors are the generation who grew up with all the high-tech stuff. So I think that they just expect it. So I think it would be harder for an older physician to learn how to use this new telemedicine concept versus our younger physicians who grew up with the iPhone and the iPad and how to take a picture and send it and drag and drop and all that stuff that you do on the computers these days. So,
in other words, Dr. Marcus Welby, MD of today, probably would not embrace telemedicine, but the young guys, the Grey's Anatomy folks, will. That's a good way of looking at it. I hadn't even thought of it, but it is a good way of looking at it. Catherine, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. Do be safe out there. You're on the firing line every day. Thank you so much for what you do, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Have a good day.
There you go. Catherine Prado joining us, talking about the role of pharma, the pharmaceutical industry. And she sounds bullish. That they will be able to find some sort of a, if not a cure, maybe a vaccine, maybe a therapeutic that will help kill the virus. That'd be kind of cool. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, top of the hour, Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. We're going to talk about the politics of the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local. Now.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hi, I'm Sawyer Silberkraus. My dad, Steven Silberkraus, is running for University Regent. He wants to make sure that every kid like me can get a good education. Please vote for my dad, Steven Silberkraus, for University Regent. He'll do a good job for you. Paid for by friends for Steven Silberkraus. I love you, Dad.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
As a woman and a mom, sometimes you just have to take a stand. Take Dan Rodimer, who's running for Congress. You kidding me? Rodimer's violent criminal record is an immediate disqualifier. Rodimer has been arrested for violent assaults 3 times. In one case, Rodimer admitted guilt to battery. Another Rodimer attack was so horrific, his victim had intracranial bleeding. A witness at one attack told police Rodimer bragged he liked to hurt people. And an arrest warrant described Rodimer as armed or dangerous. But there's more. A police report detailed Rodimer's harassment of a teenage girl, while another exposed Rodimer was investigated for a domestic incident. It's bad enough Rodimer was sued for forgery, fraud, and for not paying his taxes. But violent assaults and harassing women? That's unforgivable. Paid for and authorized by Friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need a lawyer, you need someone who doesn't just know the law. You need someone who shares your conservative values. That's why you need Craig Mueller. Call him right now. He's waiting for your call. 702-887-1731. That number again, 702-887-1731. The medical community was very critical yesterday of the president, who came out and admitted he had for the last week and a half taken hydroxychloroquine with zinc and with the Z-Pak. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, I guess, is the gold standard of TV doctors. And he was not surprisingly not terribly sympathetic to the president taking hydroxychloroquine. Here was Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN.
Well, he shouldn't be taking it. I mean, you know, his own FDA has said that this is still something under investigation. It should not be taken outside of a clinical trial, taken out of only hospitalized patients should be getting it. I mean, what he said about the fact that it's been used for malaria prophylaxis for decades is true. What we have found more recently is in people who already have COVID, already have this disease, that there are some real concerns, you know, and concerns about impact on the heart, possibly causing these heart arrhythmias, things like that. He said that there's a lot of healthcare workers that are taking it. I mean, there is a trial that is going on still. Most of the data that we've been talking about, Wolf, which was not at all impressive regarding hydroxychloroquine, was in people who already had the disease or already quite sick. There has been this lingering question, could it be used more as a prophylaxis to prevent the virus from entering cells in the first place? There's no evidence to suggest that, but as we have tried to be very responsible, you know, we want to present the evidence as we get it. There's no evidence to say that that works in that way. That trial is ongoing. It's for healthcare workers who have significant exposures. And obviously, President Trump doesn't fit either of those categories. So, you know, this is one of those things that I think is going to cause a lot of confusion in people. But according to his own FDA, they say that this should not be used outside of a clinical trial or for patients already in the hospital. I don't know who prescribed this for him. It is a prescription drug. I hope, given that he has a history of heart disease, that he is being monitored in some way so he doesn't develop a problem. I'm not suggesting that he would as a prophylaxis drug, but, you know, he obviously has to be careful.
The deal is they got the White House doctor there. They can monitor his heart 24/7 if they want. I mean, the safest place to be from a medical perspective is right there at the White House. You got the White House physician. You've got defibrillators. You got everything. Anyway, stick around. Michael Shouse will join us next. He is with the NPRI. We're going to talk about the politics of the COVID-19 pandemic and what it might mean in November. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Hey, Nevada. This is Ted Nugent. That's right. Ted Nugent full time. I'm calling on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star-earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!